In this practice, we are going to meditate with our tinnitus. So if at any time you feel triggered or overwhelmed, please stop the practice and come back to it at another time. But if you're ready to engage, we will begin by getting in a comfortable position, feeling the weight of your feet on the floor, your seat in the chair, your hands resting on your thighs or folded in your lap, your back straight, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, and closing your eyes if you're comfortable with that, or you may want to keep them gently open on the ground in front of you. And when you're ready, noticing the breath, whether you're feeling it most vividly in your abdomen or chest or nostrils, actually feeling the breath moving, noticing how the whole body expands a little on the in-breath and relaxes a little on the out-breath. Just letting your breath be your breath, knowing you're breathing just fine. You might even observe your breath like you'd watch waves at the seashore, watching them go out and come back in and flow back out again, smoothing the sand as they come in and out. You wouldn't demand that the waves go faster or slower, or that they be bigger or smaller. You just enjoy watching them and seeing if in the same way you can allow the breath to be just as it is, letting the breath just breathe itself. And when you're ready, we will begin by turning our attention off of the breath and gently towards our tinnitus. In a compassionate and curious manner, noticing how you're feeling right now. Is there anger, fear, sadness, impatience, confusion? What would you call it? And if, for example, it's anger, rather than saying, "I'm angry," or "I'm frustrated," or "I'm sad about the tinnitus," see how it feels to say, "I'm noticing anger or fear or sadness arising in me." Just see how it feels to say it in that way. This gives the feeling more room to move, and you won't identify with it as much. This way, you're not labeling yourself as angry or fearful. You're merely aware you have those feelings right now. And as you say this, "Something in me is annoyed or angry or mad or sad," whatever best describes this feeling, seeing if you can notice where there might be a physical reaction to this. It could be a tightening in the shoulders or chest, a tightness or queasiness in the stomach, pressure or tension of some sort, achiness, constriction, tension in the throat, heat in the face, tightness in the jaw. Just seeing where it affects you physically, where you can notice it. Or if you can't find a specific place, that's fine. It could just be a general sense of unease you feel all over, or a tensing or readiness of the arms, as if you're going to protect yourself, or of the legs, as if you're getting ready to run. If you can, just allowing what you are noticing to be there, simply acknowledging it, letting your awareness gently rest there, allowing it to be just the way it is, without demanding it be different. With difficult sensations, it's normal to want to move away from them, wanting to push them away. So, without trying to soften them directly, seeing if you can soften your reaction to them. You may not like what you're feeling, but is it possible to accept that this is what you're feeling right now? And seeing if you can give yourself permission to actually feel this, allowing it to be there with kindness and gentleness, recognizing that accepting that something is present does not necessarily mean that you like it. This is softening and allowing. Softening of your reaction to the feeling that you're having, allowing that reaction to be there, allowing the feeling to be there. And if it's possible for you, seeing if you can soften your reaction to the difficulty, to this situation with gentle breaths, seeing if you can be with it the same way you'd be with a child or a pet who you love and who is in distress. If that were the case, you would do this with tenderness, with gentleness. You wouldn't demand that your loved one respond differently than they are. And if you like, you might even place your hand where in your body you're physically feeling the difficulty the most, or on your heart or abdomen, meeting this experience with kindness, recognizing that this would be difficult or painful or challenging for anybody, holding it and yourself gently and with kindness. And as you do this, you may feel sensations and feelings coming and going, and noticing if you pay close attention, there may be movement, change from moment to moment, perhaps a tightening or loosening. You may notice heat, waves of energy, or images or impressions may emerge. Through all of this, seeing if you can bring a sense of kindness, curiosity, and compassion to your exploration. Spending enough time here to make contact with what you're noticing and feeling, but not so much that you become overwhelmed. Now, without trying to push the difficult issue away, taking a moment, seeing if you can find somewhere in your life where things are generally okay, or maybe even good, something or someone you are grateful for. It could have to do with a loved one, a favorite pet, past or present, a good friend, maybe an achievement in the past or present you are proud of, or a hobby or sport that gives you pleasure and satisfaction. It could even be something as simple as recalling a smile or a kind word someone had for you recently or in the past. There may be several things or people you are grateful for that come to mind, and letting them flow into your awareness, feeling that sense of gratitude and warmth, focusing on both the many gifts of your present existence, but also all of the things and people you have been blessed with in your life. Noticing how it affects your body to imagine this in its wholeness. Noticing where in your body you feel this most vividly. Maybe feeling warmth in your heart, or a safe, secure feeling in your belly, softness around the face or eyes. Letting yourself spend some time here. And once you're ready, knowing you can come back to what you're grateful for, You may want it to check back in with your tinnitus. See how it feels to you now. Doing this gently, just checking in like you're opening the door to a room you were just in recently, and just kind of looking inside from the doorway. And as you do this, what do you notice? How is it the same or different than before? Seeing if you can do this gently, allowing the feelings or sensations to be the way they are without needing them to change. And yet they might change as you pay attention to them on their own. Just spending long enough here to notice how it feels to be revisiting your tinnitus. And when you're ready, you can go back to the pleasant feeling or the things or people you are grateful for and hang out there for a while, noticing what it's like to be paying attention to this again, to what's working, to what feels good, what you're grateful for, how this feels in your body. And in a way, the parts of your life that are working well, the parts you are grateful for, can be seen as gently holding the areas that are difficult and challenging, including your tinnitus. You may notice that things may feel differently than they did before. They are actually fluid and dynamic, not fixed. And when you're ready, seeing if you can broaden your awareness like panning out with a wide angle lens, including both the difficulty and what you're grateful for. So wide that there's enough space and room for both of them, without pushing away the difficult or clinging to the pleasant. Shifting to an even wider, more inclusive perspective that includes both the pleasant and the unpleasant, including the entire body and all of its sensations. And when you're ready, moving wider still to include in your awareness the room or area you are sitting or lying in. You might notice that by widening your awareness, there's a sense of space, a freedom, a capacity for change and movement. Letting yourself spend some time in this wider perspective. If it's not too much of a stretch, seeing if you can expand your awareness to include the building or natural setting you are in right now, and even wider to your neighborhood, your town or city, or even further to the region of the country. The difficulty you began with may not have itself changed, but now it's part of something bigger. And as your awareness expands even further to include the entire world, if that's possible for you, recognizing that at this very moment there are others who are experiencing the same kind of pain or discomfort as you have been. And in this way, you are not alone. Out of the many millions, billions of people included, it's certainly true that some of them are experiencing the same sort of pain or difficulty you are, with the same or even more intensity. The pains, the fears, the worries are not yours to bear alone. They are in fact shared by others. There are others feeling the very same thing at literally the same time as you. And if it seems possible to do this, you might see if you can imagine your awareness expanding even further, seeing the Earth from space the way an astronaut might. That beautiful blue-white sphere against a velvet black backdrop, no visible borders, seamless, whole, alive, and so precious. When you're ready, letting your awareness gradually return to your part of the world, to you, your body, how you are feeling right now, feeling and sensing how it is to be in your body right here, right now, coming back to just you, but with an awareness still wide enough to hold both the difficulties and pleasures of your body and your life. And seeing if you can bring gentleness and kindness to whatever you're feeling right now, holding yourself with compassion and understanding. Spending the next few unguided moments resting deep in the body, in the breath, and allowing any discomfort or unease to be soothed by the rhythm of the breath, again and again and again. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes if they've been closed, letting your attention move out to the outside world, taking in sight, sound, sensation, beginning to gently move your body and re-engage with the activities of your day, seeing if you can bring a fresh sense of curiosity and openness to all you encounter.